Hi, my name's Nicholas. I'm the East African representative for Challenges Worldwide, and I've been living in Nairobi now for just coming up to 2 years. I just wanted to record a short clip about some of the things that have been going on in Kenya recently, and also some of the more interesting sectors and developments that are going on in the country. As you probably know, a few months ago, there was a new constitution voted in Kenya, and it's led to a real dramatic shift in Kenya that, to be honest, I was quite sceptical about. I thought it would come, but I didn't think it would be so quick. My feeling about the new constitution is it sets a fantastic framework for Kenya in terms of things like separating the judiciary from the politicians and setting down rights for the people and things like rights relating to when people are arrested and so on. But I kind of imagine that we'd see a change in maybe 5 to 6 years, maybe a bit longer, before it actually started to see differences on the ground. But already I've, in a small way, started to see some real changes. Corruption and the police have got a very bad reputation in Nairobi. There's been a lot of scandals, you know, related to property and water and everything else. And the police have also got, you know, a very bad reputation for corruption and you know, asking for bribes from motorists and things like that. And very recently, some very high level figures in the government have stepped aside to be investigated by the Anti-Corruption Commission. And, you know, 6 months, a year ago, you just wouldn't have seen that sort of thing. And also on a practical level, the police always used to pull me and my friends over when you're driving around the city and driving off to, you know, places around the country. And that's all stopped now. There's been, part of the new constitution was that people are entitled now to a free bail. You're not allowed to be held anymore for longer than a period of, I think it's 48 hours. And if you can't afford to pay bail, then bail will be basically given to you for free. You get a free bond. And that's really led to, you know, to a big change in police harassment. And then the other thing that that is very interesting at the moment is the development of the IT and ICT sector in Kenya. Kenya's always been held up for the development of something called M-Pesa, which is basically mobile money, the ability to send money from your mobile to someone else's mobile instantaneously. And yeah, it's fantastic. It's not something that that happens in Europe, but I kind of felt that it was a one-off. But certainly recently, the development of IT and ICT, and particularly innovation in the solutions that people come up with, is really astounding. You know, there's now where farmers come to the tea markets to sell their tea. And these days, you know, all the paper and pen and sort of recording and so of it has all gone. It's now all computerized. People have PDAs. People record how much tea they've sold via text message, and they get paid through their mobile via M-Pesa. And there's lots of little innovations that that are going on at the moment that are very interesting. So that's a couple of just a couple of snapshots about things that I'm finding interesting about Kenya at the moment.